U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said today the United States is prepared to intervene militarily to stem the ongoing unrest in Venezuela. He told the Fox Business Network if that's what's required, that's what the United States will do. At the same time, he stressed the U.S. would prefer a peaceful transition of power in Caracas. U.S. National Security Advisor John Bolton told CNN and Fox News Pompeo would speak today with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov about Moscow's continued support for embattled President Nicolas Maduro. Meanwhile, in Venezuela, opposition leader Juan Guaido is urging his supporters to take to the streets again today to demonstrate for what he calls Operation Freedom. Yesterday's protests were broken up by the Venezuelan military. On social media last night, Guaido repeated his call for the nation's armed forces to join the effort to remove Maduro from power. But for now, Nicolas Maduro seems very much in control. Here is AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
Like past attempts to oust President Nicolas Maduro, the opposition seemed outmaneuvered. What Juan Guaido dubbed Operation Freedom triggered a familiar pattern of security forces using repressive tactics to crush pockets of youths, while millions of Venezuelans watched the drama unfold with a mix of fear and exasperation. The opposition's hoped-for split in the military didn't emerge. A plane to ferry Maduro into exile never took off. And by nightfall, one of the government's bravest opponents, Leopoldo Lopez, had quietly sought refuge with his family in a foreign embassy. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
U.S. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin and Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer are in Beijing for trade talks with China. The two met today with Chinese Vice Premier Liu He, the main economic advisor to President Xi Jinping. This round of discussions will be followed by another here in Washington. To stay up to date on all the day's news, we invite you to go online to voanews.com. There is also a VOA News mobile app. This is VOA News. Former special counsel Robert Mueller is said to be frustrated with U.S. Attorney General William Barr's portrayal of the Mueller team's findings on the 2016 presidential campaign and the role Russia played in the electoral process. Mueller reportedly expressed his feelings in a letter to Barr in mid-March. Barr at this hour is testifying before the U.S. Senate Judiciary Committee. AP correspondent Sagar Magani has our report.
In a letter to the Justice Department and in a phone call with Barr, Mueller laid out his issues with how his conclusions were being portrayed. After that came out last night, Democratic Senator Chris Van Hollen tweeted an exchange with Barr at a hearing last month.
Did Bob Mueller support your conclusion?
I don't know whether Bob Mueller supported my conclusion.
Van Hollen says Barr lied to him and should resign. Barr appears this morning before the Senate Judiciary Committee in what's likely to be a showdown with other Democrats who accuse him of spinning the report's findings to protect President Trump. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Iraq's prime minister says the Islamic State group is still very much a threat around the world despite reduced capabilities. Reuters correspondent Anna Bevan has a report.
Prime Minister Adel Abdul Mahdi's statement comes a day after the jihadist network released a video claiming to show its leader, Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, in his first such appearance in 5 years.
There is some intelligence about the location of the video. It's very simple, very remote. Also, his clothes tell us a lot about his situation and the situation of his supporters. The video does not change the estimation we had before. It is merely more evidence that we need to continue to work together in order to defeat the rest of Islamic State.
Anna Bevan of Reuters filed that report. Here in Washington, despite presidential pressure, the Federal Reserve is expected to leave interest rates alone during its meeting today. AP correspondent Matt Small reports.
When the Federal Reserve holds its news conference later today, it'll likely continue its signal that has reassured consumers and investors since the start of the year. No rate hikes are likely anytime soon. The Fed's low-rate policy is keeping borrowing costs down, helping boost stock prices, and supporting an economy that's growing steadily. Yet President Trump insists the economy can do better, tweeting just yesterday it has the potential to go up like a rocket if the Fed would only slash rates and resume the emergency bond buying programs it unveiled after the Great Recession. Matt Small, Washington.
Japan's new emperor Naruhito has inherited the imperial regalia of sword and jewel, along with the seal of state and his personal imperial seal in his first official duty as emperor. In a brief speech, Naruhito said he was filled with a sense of solemnity and promised to emulate his father, the now emperor emeritus Akihito, at 85, who turned over the throne to his son a day earlier. Gene Randall, VOA News.